Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. Its 20th edition runs March 1st to 21st in all communities across Canada. The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station present Les RVF Marathon, which aims to promote language duality in Canada across the country. Stay tuned for this marathon day of 20th Rendez-vous de la Francophonie and visit www.ncra.ca/RVF for more information on this event.
Ok, j'ai le deux carreaux. C'est un rouge, c'est peur et c'est un carreau. Quelque chose qui est important à moi. Comme toi, mon chien est important à moi parce qu'il me comforte.
You're listening to the voices of students playing board games in the late French immersion class at Tokonuit School.
Chien peut être gentil. Ok. C'est le empire noir et trèfle.
My name is Pierre Davidson of PhD Radio. In this program, we will talk about French education in British Columbia, more precisely in the South Okanagan. First, the late French immersion program in the small town of Oliver. Later, we will talk to the principal of Entrelac, a French education school, appropriately named as it means between the lakes. It is in the city of Penticton, which is situated between Skaha and Okanagan Lakes. This is student Mathieu Maiten of Tokonuit Late French Immersion Combined 6-7 grade class.
I find it really fun. It's very challenging, and I like a challenge. I found with all the other years I was quite easy for me, but this is actually giving me a little bit of a challenge, and I really like that.
Are you getting close to be able to talk to converse in French?
Yeah, we're getting pretty close to being able to converse in French. The grade sevens, we're learning fluidity right now, like the grammar and how to put certain words in sentences.
What do you like in the program? What do you like to do?
We have games and projects, and the projects are really fun. We usually spend a couple weeks, or last year we did a big project that took us a month, and I really enjoyed that because you had to have something to work on, and you have to do it all in French, which makes it that little bit much harder.
Être riche.
No, parce que là, j'ai besoin d'avoir...
Next, we have Principal Will Eaton and teacher Deidre Simpson of Tokonuit. Tokonuit is also the name of a lake close to the school. Would you know the name, what the name means, and which language is it?
Well, thanks for having us, Pierre, but I got to say, starting with a trivia question is really sort of putting me on the spot. The word is that Tokonuit means by the water, although I have heard it also could mean by the lake, so it's a little bit of a mystery out there, but I'm going to stick with by the water.
Okay. When did the late French immersion program started, and since how long has it been running?
The late French immersion program at Tokonuit started in September 2015. That was our first year. It's been running 3 years right now, and we've had three cohorts inside of the program.
Any satisfaction to how the program is going?
Well, I'm sure Dee's going to speak about this, but in the short time that I've been inside Tokonuit, I've been absolutely blown away by the French immersion program. There are a number of benefits, and for me personally, just looking at how much the students learn and how quickly they grow, it's astounding. When you take a look at our two cohorts right now who are up at SOSS, South Oregon Secondary School, who've gone through Dee's program, they are really advanced and have excelled through grade 8, grade 9 French, and are operating at a fairly high level. And teachers up there are doing a really fabulous job of challenging them as well as trying to keep French alive inside of them, because they're receiving students from our school with a lot of skills. So the skills, raw skills that the students are acquiring, language skills, are as good as can be. sustainability, I think, is the big challenge that we're facing right now. Dina and I have had a number of conversations, as have our PAC, in trying to just make sure that people's awareness throughout the valley is as high as can be, that we have the program so they realize it's an opportunity for them to sign up into the program. And then also just supporting the program in way of getting involved at the school level and really making the program all that it can be.
And now we will go to Deirdre Simpson. Let's start with, how long have you been a teacher? How long at Tokelauit, and when did you came in into the late French immersion program?
Sure. Thank you for having me. I became a teacher 23 years ago. My first position was at Tokelauit Elementary. I've never actually been anywhere else, so I'm pleased to share that. And I started the late French immersion program 3 years ago. I've been in it since the outset.
So, but do you come from somewhere else? How does your French come into effect? Have you lived somewhere else?
Mm-hmm. I was born in Montreal. I grew up in Montreal. I went to high school and university in Vancouver, and I did my education degree in the French program out at UBC, and moved here, moved to Oliver directly out of university.
So how many students do you have in the classes, or how many classes do you have in the program?
Sure. So there's one class that rotates through each year, and the numbers have fluctuated over the few years of the program, but certainly enough to sustain it.
I'm curious to know which part of French culture you choose, if you're using the French, international French, or the Quebecois.
Mm-hmm. So grammatically, like the grammar work and the French language portion is more the international French, standard French. And then in terms of the culture, that's lots of fun in the program because we incorporate all kinds of things. And that's where we involve the students in all kinds of activities. So looking at Quebecois culture, I've got a CEA in the classroom who's from French Canada. And so she's really engaged and she helps us. And the students are baking tortillere and we're celebrating Carnival. And we had the Maple Man. We hosted the Maple Man to come in. So we've done lots of work around that. We've taken the students down through Osuyas into a French restaurant wherein they ordered their food in French and conversed and had lunch in French throughout the entire event. We've also celebrated Mardi Gras with mask making and crepe flipping. And so we try really hard to incorporate all kinds of really fun activities for the students to celebrate all kinds of French culture.
I see in one of your goals is to have two students to be able to eventually converse in French in longer sentences. Mm-hmm. How much of an effort is it to get people into French, and how much of a challenge is it for them to be able to meet the end goal?
Sure. Thank you. Actually, this is so cool because when the students come in the first year of the program, they virtually know no French or maybe some really basic vocabulary. And so we do a lot of front-end loading with vocabulary building and that's essentially it. Lots of verbs, lots of kind of practice, expose them lots. So the receptive language really develops very quickly. And it's so cool because after Christmas and the new year there, you almost see the light flick and they start to share orally in French, like they are able to now converse. So the first year students, you know, in the new year, they are able to articulate their thoughts at a basic level in French. And that's been so cool to watch. And then over the course of the spring, they run away with it. And certainly the second year students come in September and they're able to chit chat about no matter what, random conversations, that kind of thing, all in French.
That's pretty good.
It is good.
And to follow up on that, I was wondering, you have a 6-7 combined. So the seventh graders would probably, like you say, have a better understanding of the French language. Do they help the younger one?
Mm-hmm. So what I did at the beginning of the year is I do partner the students up, 6 and 7, at the beginning of the year especially. And they do. They help them out. They see themselves as mentors and helpers. And they're able to share a lot of their knowledge and understanding, not only of the language, but of the program in general. And then as we progress a little further into the school year, then I do tailor my lessons to the second year students. And then I tailor a different lesson to the first year students. And so I'm able to kind of accommodate them both.
How do you feel the program is going right now?
I think it's going wonderfully. The students are very confident. They're very enthusiastic. They're keen to learn. They're keen to keep learning. And like I said, now that we've made it into February here, they really are starting to talk in French. And so they quite appreciate that. And I was actually going to maybe echo Will's point about the students up in the high school. So it's kind of neat to see that they continue to choose French when they have the choice up there, and that they've been, you know, supported through an accelerated program. So the program itself, I see, is going very, very well, right from the very first year students and then on into the high school.
But at the high school, it's not an immersion program.
Correct. It is not.
But they still are catered to for their French.
Yeah, we should be clear. It's not an immersion program up there, but the French teacher and her supporting administrators have sort of helped them create a program to support the kids who are a little more accelerated.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, one of the things we've really appreciated is that the high school has been so accommodating of the program, because receiving, you know, just a few students from our school when they're a larger school, it's a good thing that they're working to try and create opportunities for our kids as well.
So what brings you the most satisfaction in your work? And how do you like teaching the late French immersion in the South Okanagan in Oliver?
I really like teaching it. It was really cool to start it because it became a new opportunity for some students. Well, for the students that chose it. I mean, it became an opportunity for all students. And so watching them try and it's a bit of a risk because they didn't really know much about it. They hadn't had the experience in it. So I'm really careful to promote a lot of risk taking in the classroom and supporting one another. So that's been really cool to see. And the incredible growth that they're making, the progress they're making, the confidence they're showing, the integrity they're showing in all respects has just been very rewarding.
Well, I can't thank you enough for you to show up and talk about the late French immersion program in Oliver at Tokanluit School. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
Thanks for letting us
share.
Merci.
À leur maison.
Pat Teagan, a parent of the late French immersion class, gives her impressions of the program.
I love the teacher. She's an amazing person. She's very effective on teaching the bilingual language with French and English. I see her strategies of from my kids having her in an English track program, using the same strategies with the French part. And the kids love the learning. The students come back excited. Their critical thinking skills are amazing, especially in the French language. And they're curious.
Any difficulties for your child in learning in predominantly English language settings?
Yes. So I don't speak French, but my husband graduated with French 12. So they actually, I get lost in the conversations, but they do have really good conversations around the table. But I don't understand it specifically, so I get my son to interpret for me whatever they've shared.
That was the next question. So do you have any difficulties helping out home?
I wouldn't be able to help with the homework, but I do have my husband that has actually taken the French, so he's able to support him with the homework. And my daughter, who was in grade 10 French last year, my son was taking grade 6 French last year in this French immersion program. She was seeing that she was taking the same language and French as he was. So she was kind of upset a little bit. She's a little competitive. But that just shows the level of teaching that's happening here for the French for my son.
La fille dit bonjour à sa mère.
From Oliver, we are moving a bit north to Penticton to talk about the French education there with Principal Sylvain Larochelle of Entrelac. Bonjour.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Can you give me a bit of your personal history? How long have you been in Penticton, in BC? Where did you come from?
Well, I've been, I'm from a little town called Granby in Quebec, and I've been in out west for 30 years. I spent 27 years in Vancouver, 3 years in Edmonton. I studied in Edmonton at University of Alberta. And I've been in Penticton since August.
Before getting too much into your local school, Entrelac, and the Calte de Français program, can you give me an explanation, an overview on how French education works in BC. How does the Conseil scolaire francophone de Colombie-Britannique, which translates to Francophone School Board of BC, works with schools? Also, can you give a bit of history on it?
Basically, a lot of settlers came out west in early 20th century. And the first Francophone or French school was in Maillardville in 1909, I think. But the Francophone School Board has been started in 1995. Basically, it was called the Francophone Education Authority. And it was granted by the government because it's been quite a long battle to get their own school board.
There were some jurisdiction
issues. Yeah. And revendication.
The parents brought the government to court to get it through. Yeah. It went up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, the early 80s, there was French immersion. That's how it really kind of started in BC. So there's two ways. There's the Francophone path and then the French immersion path. Yeah. And so Francophone is for parents who are French or whose first language is French. So their children are allowed to go to Francophone school. French immersion is for parents who are not Francophone or French, but want their kids to be educated in French. So for us, the CSF is more for Francophones. We have 40 schools all over BC, so it's a unique school board. It's a provincial school board. So there's 40 schools, over 6,000 students in BC right now.
Yeah, it was funny because to do anything with you, I had to phone in or send an email to Vancouver, I think they are.
Yeah, it's in Richmond, the head office, if you want. School board is. The actual school board itself is in Richmond.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very unique. It's interesting.
So you do a lot of phone calls with for meetings. Do you have to go to Richmond? Or
I go to Richmond about 3 or 4 times a year. It's very interesting. But we do a lot of Skype.
Meetings I've done through the internet.
On the computer. Okay. It's pretty cool. I have one Tuesday. It's called a TDG, Table de Gestion. And instead of all going to the school board, we are all doing it online.
So it works in the 21st century. It really fits how this CSF is working here.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's part of the innovation, you know, the things that are really interesting at the CSF. Every student has a computer or a tablet. There's a big push for that.
Where did the programme Cadre de Français, what's it called, started and painted? And for how long is it running? And can you give the context to what it existed before? Like if French education was limited to French immersion or French class in English education?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think, like I said, early 80s, mid 80s, started a program at Trout Creek School in Summerlin, an intermediate class or school. And also there were kids in, you know, Summerlin, some of them Naramata, OK Falls, Caledon, and then Oliver, and then they kind of like all came to Penticton. We opened a school in Penticton, the school that was there from 2004 to last year, south of where we are, next door to where we actually are now. So that's how it started. It started in the late 80s in Summerlin, basically. And some of the teachers that started that program are still teaching at our school, like 3 of them.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
So how did you know a bit of the history of how it come to fruition? Who was pushing for it? Was there any hurdles?
Yeah, there were a lot of hurdles. Basically trying to get a centralized or our own school, because the whole time it was one or two classes within another school, an Anglophone school or a French immersion school. So the program was a little all over the place, basically. One class here, one class there. And the parents made a big push to have our own school. They've been in court since, I think, early 90s. And it's still going on. I don't know all the details about it. It's quite extensive, but they're still kind of fighting for the rights to have our own schools.
We're going back to Ashwalak here. Yeah. How many in the program? How many grades? How is it set up as you administer the program in more than one school, I think?
Yeah, we do. We have we're K to 8 school at Entrelac, kindergarten to 8. Okay. But we also have a preschool, and we also have a Franc Départ, which is like Strong Start, which is a preschool. for kids 3 and or 4 and under. And then we go all the way to grade 12 at Penticton High. We have 47 kids at Penticton High from grade 9 to 12 who are taking some of the courses in French, not in French immersion, but in programme cadre, like you used to call it, and then slowly integrate into Penticton High. At Entrelac, we have 140 kids, just about.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very good. It used to be, it started at 83 at the very, very, in 2004, so it's grown. It used to be more than that, and it's gone down, and it fluctuates quite a bit.
Do your schools include working beside English education inside the school itself? If so, how is that working?
In Penticton High, yes. Not in our school. Our school is pretty much all French. But at Penticton High, it's very interesting. Basically, we have three teachers at Penn High, and there's three programs at Penn High. There's the English program, the French immersion program, and the Francophone program. So they're all integrated. But it's been like that since 2004, so it really works really well. Our students go there. They take half the courses with our teachers and half their courses with the Penn High teachers. So they kind of go into the main population. And as they grow, as they get older, go to grade 10, they have less French courses. 11, they only have two. In grade 12, they only have one in French and everything in English. So
it dissipates because there's not enough students.
No. It's because it's basically they're getting ready for university. So they have more courses in English to get ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much of a challenge is it being in a predominantly English language setting?
It's quite a bit of a challenge. Basically, we really try to promote the French culture, but it's a bit artificial because as soon as they get out of the school, it's totally English. So that's where the challenge lies.
Where do the teachers generally come from? Can you talk a bit about the teachers?
Oh, yeah, that's very interesting. We have teachers. We have a lot of Canadian teachers from Canada, maybe five or from Quebec. We have some from Nova Scotia, staff members from Nova Scotia, Ontario, Alberta, Manitoba, I think. We have quite a few from France and actually one from England.
How are the parents intermingling with l'école? I imagine it must be a very close-knit community.
It's a very close-knit community. I think it's one of the biggest asset this school has is the parent community, not the French community, but the parents' community is excellent. Very close, very involved, and very supportive of the staff. It's a huge plus for the school. It's a big advantage.
How do you bring in French culture? Which part of French culture you choose for the curriculum? As there is different French cultures across Canada and the world, to which one you sort of refer the most? Or
well, we do a lot of French Canadian culture. We do a lot of things that are traditional to Quebec, like the maple syrup, the whole procedure of making tir sur la neige and all celebrations that are done in Quebec. We do also invite, there's quite a few programs that are touring the province or the country. So we invite them.
Is there any interaction between the different schools in Penticton that are not part of Entrelac, like sport events or intercultural events?
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of sports events. Basically, we just started this year. We had our first basketball team last year, I think was the first one. So we're starting to play tournaments and games against other schools. And they're we're trying to be visible and say, hey, what about us? You know, don't forget us.
Yeah.
And so the plan is to expand on the sports events. We had a track and field, a cross-country race hosted at our school this year. We are having a basketball tournament next weekend. And so we're trying to make sure that the other schools know that we're here. But we have to reach out.
It must, for the sport event, that creates a bit more of a unity to the school too, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, it's huge. Like having sports team is excellent for the school spirit.
Spirit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's big. And the kids really feel wearing your school colors. It's a big pride thing. Yeah, they love it.
And the Conseil scolaire francophone de la Colombie-Britannique, they talk about Aboriginal Education Enhancement Agreement. Can you talk a bit about it, and does Entrelac have anything happening with it?
Oh, we have quite a bit happening with it. I think it's going to be one of our goals for next year to really solidify that part. But basically, we want to have the students discover what Aboriginal culture, what is their legacy to our culture, where can you see Aboriginal culture, everyday culture.
Coming back to personal matters, how did you hear about this opportunity here?
Well, that's quite interesting. Basically, the Directeur General, the school board superintendent, called me last June and said, would you be interested in going to Penticton? And I had to think about it for a couple of days, but I always wanted to live in the Okanagan, so okay. I totally jumped on it. That's how I learned about it.
What brings you the most satisfaction in your work?
Oh, geez. To see everybody working together, to see how happy the kids are. The kids are just, they're amazing. Like, this is an amazing school. I'm not, je me pète pas les bretelles. I'm not trumpeting my own school, but it was amazing before I came here. So it's not, but it's fantastic. The culture, the kids, the la famille, there's a sentiment de famille, in that school, and basically everybody working all together and how to create the optimum learning situation place for the kids. That's what brings me the most, and the level of happiness of the children to see kids that are, you know, kids and parents and teachers that are happy at work.
And to see it in French, in the English setting, must be super cool.
Well, I'm kind of used to that. I take it for granted, and I shouldn't probably. But because it's been 27 years. To me, it's not amazing anymore. But the power of the second language, or the French language, not the first language, but the power of knowing more than one language, it's amazing. You get little kids 5 years old who don't know much French sometimes, and then within 10 months, they're fully bilingual. It's incredible.
Maintenant, les filles sortent au derrière de la maison. La mère regarde ma fille parce qu'elle est joyeuse.
Hope you enjoyed this look at French education in the Southern Okanagan. Je veux dire un gros merci. I would like to thank the following for their collaboration: Sylvain Larochelle, Will Eaton, Deirdre Simpson, Pam Teagan, Matthew Myton, and all the students in the late French immersion class of Tuckenwood School in Oliver. My name is Pierre Davidson of CFUZ Penticton.
Derrière son oreille, et regarde les oiseaux dans le ciel. Puis elle remet sa capuche et marche encore.
Thank you for joining us for this marathon day of the 20th Rendezvous de la Francophonie, presented by the Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station. For more information on les Rendezvous de la Francophonie events, or to provide feedback on the show, visit www.rvf.ca.